Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line is Angelo Morinello, Assemblyman, talking about a lot of things going on in New York State. With Angelo is all centered around vaping, it seems. So I want you to listen to this. This is the governor from the other day.
Cigarette didn't kill you in year one. These vaping products, 1,000 cases.
So much attention being put on vaping. I mean, to the point where we're now kind of talking about it as more dangerous than cigarettes, even though some numbers would say otherwise. What is your thoughts on this attention that vaping is getting? Is it deserved?
Well, I think it should have attention. Basically, what the governor said is correct. We don't know the long-term effects. But from what I've been reading and hearing, it just seems that, number one, they haven't determined whether it's bootleg marijuana oils or whether it is the vaping industry to cut down on nicotine. I don't think there's any problem with holding off and doing some research on it for the safety and health of the individuals. Although I don't want knee-jerk reactions, I'd rather have some statistics and really define what we're talking about, which one of the products is the problem, and if in fact it is bootleg. And if I remember correctly, they said there was one of the additives was some kind of an arsenic. So I really think that it's an industry that needs to be regulated. It needs to be studied. And I think we also need to determine whether it is bootleg or whether it is factory made. And if it's bootleg, then we just need to regulate it so that the safety of the people.
Now, that would include marijuana, right? When you're talking about regulating some of these bootlegged things. I mean, do you think that in a way, maybe a regulation of recreational marijuana could prevent some of these illnesses that are happening?
Well, we may be jumping the gun on that because recreational marijuana still hasn't passed. It was decriminalized this year. But I really believe that we need to study whether it's the medical marijuana or whether it is the nicotine issue as to what the additives are. And it just seems that it's not the basic product, it's how it's being produced. So I think any vaping, anything that goes into your lungs that has been created sort of artificially needs to be studied, analyzed, and we should know what is in it because we are ingesting it. So it would cover anything that would be put into the lungs. That would be my thought.
Angelo, how much of this is in the state legislature's hands? How much will you be able to be voting on? Because it seems like the governor is trying to get a ban on the flavored e-cigarettes, you know, through executive action.
Well, he's talking about the flavored e, but now we're adding another element to what we are discussing right now. It is which one has been causing the deaths? That's A. And B, is it the flavoring that is being added that is unhealthy? Or is it an element that creates the ability for the oil to then be inhaled? So there's a lot more study, and I don't think I'm in a position to determine which one without having some statistics. So I think at this point, it might be more appropriate to regulate the sale of it legitimately rather than having bootleg, and then on the legitimate, analyze it to see what is in it.
The governor has been making a lot of these decisions on his own when it comes to the ban of flavored vapes and so on and so forth. Do you expect that once the legislature gets back into session that you guys are going to look at this and maybe even say, you know, hang on with this ban or pass legislation to that effect that says we do need more study on this issue?
I firmly believe the health committee will have hearings on it when we get back. And there may be even some before the end of the year. I know next week I have to be in Albany for a veterans benefits delivery, and it's in conjunction with the health department. So I might have a little more information next week on that issue. But at this particular point, I would believe that it's something that we need to study. I don't think that the governor intends to just put an edict out without any input from the legislature, but I also think he was looking to protect on a short-term basis.
This cloud over vaping right now, could this possibly slow marijuana legislation in the next session?
Well, I'm not sure the vaping and the legalization of marijuana are joined. The difficulty with the marijuana, the legalization from last year is, number one, has there been enough studies? Number two, is there a consensus as to whether or not it is harmful? And then number three, of course, the driving while impaired issue of it. And so there's a number of other issues. And what's interesting is, as you go through each of these issues, other issues come up affecting your first thought process. And I think sometimes we New Yorkers do knee-jerk reactions without having sufficient evidence and studies to be able to make an intelligent decision. So the marijuana is going to come up again. I'm not real sure whether the issues dealing with the impaired driving part of it and to be able to study it are going to be resolved by then. So I think there's going to be many discussions when we get back. Now, I don't know if you've seen the calendar, but there is a little bit of a shortened session. They are putting more days in the front than they normally do, which will then give us the same amount or more days in session than that have been in the past. But they're going to condense it more, and we will be leaving, according to the calendar, 2 days, the beginning of June rather than June 28th. So they've shortened it, and part of that is, of course, the petition process in the early voting process and the primary dates that have been moved. So there's a number of factors that will play into it. And it's interesting. I'm with a group of legislators now, and we did a D-Day tour, and we went to Normandy, and some of these discussions have come up, and we're trying to determine what we really think will be some of the issues when we get back.
All right. A lot to take in there. Angelo, thanks so much. It's Angelo Morinello joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.